I want to get to our next guest, Duncan Smith of the Labour Party, and he is Labour's party whip and spokesperson on health, disability, transport and communications. And he's joining us to talk about the party's Labour National Conference, which is getting underway in Dublin in the Helix tomorrow and on Sunday. Good morning to you, Deputy Smith. Thank you for joining us on the Kerry Today Show on Radio Kerry this morning. First of all, can you give us an idea what's going to come up at the conference this weekend?
Good morning, Tristan, and thanks for having me on. I love Labour Party conference every 18 months or so. There's going to be a wide diverse of topics we're discussing. I mean, chief among them will be one of the main crises of our time, which is housing, which is impacting every corner of the country in terms of access to housing, high rents. So there'll be a lot of discussion around that. We'll be discussing the area of disability in great detail as well. A number of motions down in terms of access to services, access to school places, a rights-based approach to disability services. So that's especially on the back of the referendums that we've just had as well. There'd be, I think, an extra degree of intensity to those discussions. So it's always a great event, and it's always like a real like a hotbed of political discussion. So I'm looking forward to it.
Can I ask you Labour's view on Simon Harris? It seems that he will become the next Taoiseach. He will. There seems at this moment that there will be no other competitor for the Fine Gael leadership. What's your view on that?
My view on that is the Labour Party's view on that is that we should be having an election, and there's two reasons for that. Okay, one, and this would be the lesser of the two reasons. One would be, you know, given the life cycle of this government, and it is coming towards the end. I think there is a degree of tiredness overall, I think the public on that basis are expecting an election soon. But the chief reason why I think we should have one is this is unprecedented in so far as we've had a Taoiseach of the country who literally like just presented to the country and to all of us on Wednesday morning and said, I've had enough, the tank is empty, and I'm walking off the pitch. And it's prerogative to do that, but as leader of Fine Gael, he's doing that on the back of 12 retirements coming up of TDs that aren't going to run again, including Brendan Griffin and Kerry, and rumours that there's more to come, including very senior ministers. So there is a sense that Fine Gael is unravelling as a party and that they really have hit the wall in terms of being a government party. So why do we need an election? Well, I don't think it should be the role of a new Taoiseach and government to regenerate and replenish Fine Gael over the next 9 months to 12 years. If their Taoiseach has had enough, and if a number of their TDs have had enough, then look, as one of the largest parties in government, then the government has had enough. Get a new leader in and go to the country and present your case. Like, we will all have to present our case. And that's why we think there should be an election.
But under the Constitution, the Taoiseach is nominated by a simple majority of the voting members of the Dáil Éireann, the TDs. So this, it's a parliamentary democracy. It's not a direct democracy. This is how the Taoiseach is chosen. If a majority of TDs support him or her, then he or she will become the Taoiseach.
That's true. And look, again, if they go this way and if they're backed by, if Simon Harris was backed by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, then he would be the Taoiseach and he would be a legitimate Taoiseach. I'm not saying that this would be a constitutionally sound approach, but I think the argument I made and the Labour Party make, I think, it resonates with people. I think it's how people feel. And again, you know, there was a sense that the outgoing Taoiseach at any moment could go to the park to dissolve this Dáil and go to the people. There was a sense that Fine Gael wanted that, or that Leo Varadkar maybe wanted that at some point because he was kind of coming to the end. There was a sense that was coming, albeit Wednesday was a shock. So yeah, there's no arguments over illegitimacy or an illegitimate approach. We are a constitutional democracy, but I think our view, the Labour Party's view, I think is valid as well, that given the way Fine Gael are going and given the outflux of representatives and high-level representatives that they're having, I think, you know, to give them a fresh Taoiseach and to use the office of Taoiseach in government to refresh their own party, I don't think it would be appropriate. I think it's time for an election, and I think let's have one.
Why would Labour want an election, though? Because you're languishing in the polls. There's been no progress made since Ivana Bacic took over as party leader, 4 or 5%, and there just seems to be stagnant. Labour seems to be stagnant.
Again, it's the same argument. I mean, no Dáil should exist. Like, we shouldn't be calling for, no party should be calling for a Dáil to be extended or to continue just to, for self-preservation. It's about what's right for the country. I mean, we have been on low polling for a number of years. That said, have great new candidates coming in. We won the only by-election that took place in the lifetime of this government. I myself was newly elected in 2020, my own political career, we've never been higher than 6%. So when we have good candidates and we have good teams and we do the work on the ground, we will and we can get people elected. So we are feeling buoyant internally in terms of our election slate and our candidate slate, and I think you'll see that over the course of the weekend in terms of the conference in the Helix in Dublin City University. So, look, we aren't a party that ever shrinks from an election or thinks because our polling is such that, you know, we should hang on. That's not the way any representation should work at any level, local, national or otherwise.
Would you feel trepidation, though, because Labour, as most political parties did, but Labour canvassed for a yes vote in the two referendums that were held a fortnight ago, and they were defeated. Would that concern you, that might be a portent of what could come in a general election? And it's being reported now that Simon Harris is refusing to rule out calling a general election before the end of the year.
No, it doesn't. Like it doesn't fill me with trepidation. I mean, every election, you know, is going. You're going into the unknown. I think, like given the scale of a whopping that the referendum proposals that the government put forward. I mean, our leader Ivana Bacic was chair of the Gender Equality Committee that recommended different wording, stronger wording in relation to that wording that we believe would have actually got a majority support. Now we did back a yes on the grounds that whilst we weren't fully happy, we did feel it was progress. But we have to listen to the people now in terms of how that campaign went. Almost every party was caught on the wrong side of the people's view on it, and the majority of people's view on it, that is. And indeed, an awful lot of non-governmental organisations and trade unions and that as well had backed yes. So there is an awful lot of reflection to do on how connected we are with the views, particularly when it comes to those referendums, the views of the disability and the caring sector, again, which I think were key to the scale of the rejection of the referendum. So going back to your question, there's no more trepidation. We can't go into elections. We can't fear elections. You can't get into politics to fear elections. You have to be confident in what you stand for. You will make calls that maybe don't have majority support. Some may be wrong calls, but you have to stick by what you believe, and you have to campaign strongly on that. We've always done that, for better or worse, in good times and bad, and we're ready to do that if an election is called in 2 weeks or if an election is called in a year's time. I've always been ready to do that. We have a strong tradition in Kerry, a council and indeed Dáil level, and we'd be putting forward three strong candidates in terms of Marie Maloney, Terry O'Brien and Ben Slim for local elections there. So we're ready. We've always been ready, and that's what the Labour Party's about.
What's your views on the poll that's come out this morning that would indicate that most Irish people, this is the poll from the ESRI, that most Irish people actually have positive views on immigration? Because certainly if you go online, particularly X, or as Twitter used to be known, you would be of the view that that many Irish people have a Trumpian mindset when it comes to migrants.
Yeah, Tressa, if I viewed the world, or we viewed the world through X at the moment, you'd never step foot outside your door. You'd certainly never go into public life. But the reality is, when you're out there meeting people and knocking on doors, as I and many other politicians and public representatives do, and as I'll be doing this afternoon again, the vast majority of people in Ireland are good, welcoming, kind, open-hearted people who will have concerns and will have questions and will hold us all to account. But that is where they're coming from. They're coming from that position. So it doesn't surprise me that, and I haven't actually seen the detail of that poll, but it doesn't surprise me what you've said there in terms of the result. But that's not to diminish the negative role that social media can have on debate and how communication networks through social media can work in terms of spreading disinformation and coordinating the far right and a far right agenda. We can't dismiss that. It's real. It can play on good people's concerns, and it can turn situations which could be resolved through a discussion and proper engagement. It can turn them quite nasty, and we've seen some outcomes of that over recent months. But I think the Irish people want to be welcomed. They want to have the resources. I think that's the frustration. They know that our resources and our services aren't there, and they're embarrassed and ashamed of that. They're embarrassed and ashamed of what we've seen on the streets of Dublin in terms of the tents on Main Street. They don't want to see that. That's not a reflection of our country. So we're holding, they're holding people like me in opposition to account, and holding the government to account to say, what are you doing to ensure that we're meeting our legal and moral obligations in regards to immigration? And I think that's where the Irish people are coming from for the most part.
I'll go through the top line findings from the ESRI, the Economic and Social Research Institute. It says that support for helping refugees has fallen in the last 6 months of 2023. But overall, it found that 73% of people feel comfortable with having migrants as neighbours, and that attitudes towards the community has improved in the last 10 years. And that would be the top finding. And it also found that the majority of people believe it is unacceptable to start a petition online and to protest at the housing of either Ukrainian refugees or people seeking direct provision, and that attitudes towards immigrants are also driven by education and perceived financial strain. What's your review? Because given, and it's as much as us here, me here in the mainstream media as well, that sometimes these sort of protests do capture a lot of public attention when there are these protests or these petitions against housing migrants.
Well, I'm heartened by those top line figures, and I think it reflects what I pick up on a day-to-day basis, and I think it reflects maybe a silent majority view. And look, it is difficult for the media as well, because when these events do happen, they can be dramatic and they can be violent, and they do need to be covered in order to show what can happen when the message gets lost and bad actors are running the show. But I think the top line figures, I think it's interesting there as well. Like, we've had now 30 years of increased diversity throughout the country, through every corner of the country. We've had generations now of adults that grew up in diverse classrooms, in multi-ethnic communities. And that's it. That life experience, that natural education breaks down racial barriers better than everything else, and better than anything else. I'm 40 years of age. I was on that cusp of a generation where diversity was beginning to come into Ireland, and I benefited from that, and my generation benefited from that, and the generation that comes behind me. And my son's class is so in school in junior infants is so multi-ethnic. It's wonderful, and children become blind to race and blind to colour, and that's the way it should be. And I think that's the way Ireland is, and that's the way Ireland is moving. And regressive voices on the far right and racist agendas will ultimately not win in Ireland, but they need to be challenged, and we need the resources of the state to ensure that we can provide for the people who come to our shores that need our help, that want to become part of our communities, that want to become part of our societies, and we need to be there to assist them. And I think that is the general mood of the Irish people, but we need the state to support that.
And finally, if Simon Harrison, he's looking and maybe sensing some sort of instability within the current coalition of Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the Greens, and maybe senses we need another party in there to just give us that coherence and approach the Labour Party maybe to enter coalition, would that be something that would ever be entertained by the Labour Party, do you think?
That's a very interesting question, but categorically not in terms of this side of a general election. We There'll be no walking across the floor this time. As I say, we need an election. We want to present our case to the people. We want to come back with a few more seats. And the Labour Party, you know, if we get a mandate, we'll enter negotiations with other parties that have mandates to see if we can form a programme of government. That's what the Labour Party is about, delivering change. But no, we will not be walking across the floor to join this government. Absolutely not. To give Simon Harris and Fine Gael a boost going to the general election.
Well, we'll leave it there. And thank you very much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking to Labour TD and Labour frontbench spokesperson Duncan Smith.